As of this week, Philadelphia's marijuana laws are officially relaxed. Instead of getting arrested, many users will face a simple ticket. Though advocates for legalization say the state has a long way to go, as WHYY's Bill Hangley reports.
Chris Goldstein of Normal, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, says Philadelphia used to spend about $4 million a year just arresting and processing marijuana users. Now, most people caught with marijuana in the city will pay just a fine, $25 for possession of up to an ounce and $100 for smoking in public. Goldstein says this arrangement puts Philadelphia more in line with other parts of the state.
Maybe you've heard about the two Pittsburgh Steelers outside of Pittsburgh who were pulled over in a car with a 22-gram bag of cannabis. Well, they were sent a summons in the mail. They weren't put into handcuffs and taken to a holding cell that day. And they weren't being treated anything special because they were NFL players. That's how everybody's treated in Allegheny County.
Goldstein hopes Philadelphia's new system results in better relationships between police and the communities they patrol. But the push to decriminalize has a long way to go, he said. Top priorities for Normal include formally decriminalizing possession statewide and supporting efforts to legalize medical marijuana and industrial hemp. For WHYY News, I'm Bill Hangley.